This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
They signed this one. Cryptic from Waukesha. So it's funny, they put the town, but they named themselves Cryptic. They don't want to be known.
All right, Cryptic.
Okay.
So they said,
you can always email us, amithejerk at 1037kissfm.com, or slide into our DMs. We get them on the Facebook Messenger. We get them on Instagram Messenger. Sometimes it takes a while to find them, but you can send them however.
You slide in, it's safe.
Yep. Am I the jerk for moving back to Florida?
No.
I'm like, what's the problem? Warm
next.
Weather? Although
next.
The humidity sucks.
No, next.
But that's another topic. Okay, so here's what they said. Hey, everyone. Oh, they're even talking to the listeners in the message.
You're
hey, everyone.
Nice. Butter everybody up.
So to give you a brief history, I'm 32 years old. I've been married for about 8 months, have a 5-year-old daughter and another baby on the way.
Okay.
I moved back up here. I'm a Wisconsin native from Florida last June. I was very eager to move back. I miss the people. Was looking forward to seeing more family, friends, and transferred to a corporate position with a company I work for.
Oh, so they came home. Got it.
Along with myself, my parents and brother's family also decided to move back up as well.
Oh, the whole squad
so
came
everybody
home.
Moved. Yeah, they had lived in Florida longer than I have, but also decided to make the move back.
Let's go back to Milwaukee, y'all. Come on.
Here's where the Am I the Jerk comes in. Mm. Since moving back, I'm no longer on speaking terms with my brother. The job I was excited about starting is absolutely horrible. I never see my friends after repeatedly trying to reach out. My daughter's been sick literally all winter. Girl, we feel that so hard. Everybody's been really sick. Feel that. The area I live at is awful, and I mean, the list can just go on. Of course, I'm sure the pregnancy didn't help matters much because it's been a very complicated and high-risk pregnancy.
Oh, okay.
I talk things over with my husband, and we want to move back to Florida. I have a few jobs lined up. We have a house lined up to rent, and we just feel... we were more active and had a better lifestyle. Okay.
Dang.
So I broke the news to my parents and they were upset in all caps.
They just got everybody home.
Everybody moved back at once.
And y'all want to dip again?
She said, my dad is no longer on speaking terms with me. My mom said I'm killing them by moving and taking her grandkids away. And I'm going to be miserable going back down there. Well, think they all live by each other and then they all move back.
We made this decision together.
She said she's guilt tripping me, just saying horrible things. I feel like I'm the worst person in the world. There's a lot going on here about with all of this family. We don't even need all these details, honestly.
It's
she said,
lot,
in
though.
Their defense, I can understand them being upset. I knew they would. I love my parents to death, and my intention isn't to hurt them. I just want to be happy, and being happy isn't here in Wisconsin. They've always been a big support system, though, and I never expected them to be so upset to the point of being hurtful towards me and holding it over my head. Mm. Am I the jerk for wanting to move? Thanks, Cryptic from Waukesha.
Cryptic!
You know what? I would normally say, you are not the jerk. Live your life. You're the only person you got to live for, but the fact that we know everybody moved because they moved,
y'all
makes this really tricky, the way you're pulling, because now,
when she's thinking about happiness, right? Let's think about the point in whether that that we're in. Nobody's happy right now. A lot of people are sad because the weather, and we don't realize it.
I was going to say winter alone in Wisconsin makes us depressed. Yeah,
it cuts your activity level down when the weather isn't favorable to activities.
Summer could hit and she could be happy again.
Right. And pregnancy could be tough. Well, pregnancy is tough. And once she's no longer pregnant, her hormone levels all might rebalance out. Not to say that this is a chemical imbalance, but we know having a baby changes your chemical balance.
Well, and it was only, how long ago did they move up? It hasn't even been eight months ago.
It hasn't been a year, that part.
That's where I'm like, hold on, but at the same, you're being very impulsive. But your happiness matters because you could get hit by a bus tomorrow.
Your husband clearly agrees if he's saying, yeah, let's move back. This isn't like a I'm moving back and my husband staying here scenario.
Maybe,
they're going
back
together.
You should be trying to work, because she said, I no longer speak to my brother. Have you tried to work these things out before you just bolt? I mean, do you want to fix these things, or do you just really, because you might just be running away to Florida, if you want me to be honest, and not dealing with the problems.
Maybe.
It's a lot. Now it's just easier to up and move every time. What happens if you get back to Florida and you're miserable again?
And that's exactly what I was going to say.
You have to think about it. Grass isn't always greener.
The first time you lived there, you had family there along with friends.
They're not going to be there now.
And then when you get there and get settled in and go, oh, we want to go on a date night, kid, mom. Where's our support system?
They moved with us. Oh, shoot.
Dang.
Yep. But DZ, you know, I have no family here. My family are my friends and the people around me, because my family lives all over the country.
Right.
And I never feel sorry for myself about that. That's been my life, and it's fine with you. Figure it out.
You're not woe is me-ing.
No, but it's a totally, I watch my friends with family and all the support. You get a lot more support when you have somebody you can just call like that and drop your kid off that ask in a second to help you with things. It's a lot different.
When grandma stay up the street, different. It's nice.
It's a lot different. A lot of people take that for granted, too.
Yeah, but then you also got to not let that be your defining factor in life, and she's not. She's really not. Cryptic is not. She's going, listen, I'm going to go ahead and move back. Me and my husband, our kids, we're gone.
I'm kind of impressed by her. I'm doing what I want.
And a lot of people have said, listen, I need to be in warmer weather.
For
my mental health.
I understand.
And they thrive in it, man. I love living in Milwaukee, don't get me wrong. But when winter hits, yeah, man, I struggle a little
bit. And then we aren't as active as we were. We don't go out because it's so much work with all the layers and the snow and the ice and everything. You got kids now. It's a nightmare.
I'm warm-blooded. And
the
keeping
lifestyle.
Kids inside, they go cabin fever crazy, man. But obviously, working
keeping
games.
Keeping anyone inside.
Being out in the community. Doing events when we go out with the station. I love that because it breaks it up, right? It doesn't make me think, oh, I wish I was on a beach somewhere. She's going, I wish I was on a beach somewhere, because she hates her job.
Yep.
Not going well. Her brother and her are at odds. That's probably her best friend and her family. She's having a trash pregnancy, and she's going, man, everything was so much nicer on that other side of the fence. Let's move back to FL, baby.
Do you think she's a jerk?
No.
Oh, not the jerk.
No. All that being said, no, I don't think so. I mean, she might be regretting it. She might be a regretful not the jerk. But I don't think she's the jerk in this scenario.
A lot of people saying not the jerk on our text lines. Not the jerk, but it seems like an emotionally reactive decision.
Yeah.
So think on it, because it seems you're burning bridges. Love, Bella.
1,000% going to regret it. Yes.
Possibly, yeah. Melanie in Hartford said, not the jerk. You owe your immediate family happiness, not your extended family. And they don't understand. If they don't understand, that's on them. Go be happy.
What they understand is that y'all all decided to move up together because you guys wanted to move back. Is she the coddled one in the family? She's the spoiled.
Oh, they all move for her kind of thing?
Is she the spoiled
one? She might not know yet.
She might not know.
I don't know.
Oh, she might be the jerk. Don't have me talking myself on the other side of this one.
All right, 414-533-1037. Is she the jerk for moving back to Florida? The whole family moved back up to Wisconsin.
For her.
For her, and now she's over it. She wants to move back.
She might be the spoiled jerk.
I don't know. We're going to talk next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so she wants to know if she's the jerk for moving back to Florida. She's 32 years old. She's been married for 8 months, has a 5-year-old and a baby on the way. They all moved back from Florida. She moved back with her husband.
Wait, dog.
What?
She's been married for 8 months. They moved 8 months. They literally got married and moved immediately.
I guess so.
Wow, that was not in my brain the first time around.
So basically, they moved back up here to Wisconsin where they're from, and then all their family and friends from, well, family in Florida moves up here, and now she's over and wants to move back 8 months later. So she the jerk for wanting to move. Everyone's guilting her now. Mm. Let's start with Rich in Greenfield this morning. Hi, Rich. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, y'all. Good morning, y'all. How you guys doing?
Morning, big dog. We're trying to figure it out.
What do you think? Is she the jerk for moving back to Florida?
Absolutely. Totally the jerk, 100%.
Oh. No question. Dang. All right, son. Why? Go ahead.
The reason is because all of her family wanted to be there and support her, and they moved for her. And as soon as she moves away, they're going to be cutting ties with her. Because now she's saying, I can do this on my own. I don't need you anymore.
And she's about to have a baby, too.
And she's going to be like, wait, hold on, come back.
Absolutely. And she's going to need family and friends and all the support that she can. Mm-hmm. You know, it takes a village to go ahead and raise a kid.
True.
You know, if you can do it by yourself. Absolutely. Yeah. But that doesn't mean it's not going to be harder. It's going to be painful.
It's 10 times harder.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, it's not impossible, but 10 times harder for
sure. It's all I know. So that's why I use myself as an example. I don't know any different. But had I had family around and then moved, I'd probably be in tears when I needed that support back, let me tell you.
For real. Nah,
you know, like I'd be like, absolutely. Oh, dude.
Dang. So you know, Rich is
going
to
jerk. Another reason why I'm saying the jerk is because, you know, we also had somebody in the fam that went ahead and moved away after we went and moved for them. And after they moved away, they found that they couldn't do it.
Oh,
and
then they came right back.
See,
Rich has lived this life. He knows all about it.
He was like, well, the reality is I actually got personal trauma with this, so she's definitely the jerk, so there's that.
And I might be the brother in the story if you're listening.
My dog.
All right, Rich. Oh, thank you so much for calling in.
All right, thanks, y'all. Y'all have a good day.
You too, man. Good to hear from you, fam. He was funny and actually very logical.
Absolutely. Danielle in Waterford, though, texted in and said, not the jerk. She wanted to move. She didn't ask everybody to follow.
Do we know that?
We don't know that. I've wanted to move south for 16 plus years, and my parents convinced me it was a terrible idea because I'd be alone. Fast forward, my younger brother's in Colorado living his best life. Dad's retired. I wish I had moved.
Okay, not the jerk.
Fair enough.
Fair.
Let's go to Alexis in Milwaukee this morning. Hi, Alexis.
Hi.
Good morning. Think she's the jerk for wanting to move back to Florida or moving back?
I do not think she is the jerk.
Okay.
Not the jerk. Opposite of what Rich said.
We're split. Go on.
Yep. I think at the end of the day, if your family is who's in your home, it's going to suck when she moves and she's not going to have the support. But you have to do what makes you happy. And if she moved back here and it's not working out, they have to do what they need to do to make themselves happy.
This is you live your life and make yourself happy because the only one living your life is you. I get that side too, Alexis.
Didn't Rihanna put that in a song? Just live your life.
If my daughter decided to move away, I would be obviously upset, but I would support her because I'm her mom. Yeah. And you know, she's not my baby anymore, and she has to venture off and learn
things. This is life.
You gotta let go.
You gotta let go, and people have to live their lives.
I would never be like, oh, no, you're a horrible person. I'm going to cut my ties with you because you're choosing to move. You know, I can go visit, or she can come here and visit.
You know it's grandma's anxiety about losing this grandbaby before the baby's born. Right. It's not really. She's just projecting and going, but you're about to move and have this baby. No.
100%. But then grandma should go stay with her for a couple weeks when the baby's here.
Fair.
Somebody said, how do we know the family moved back to Wisconsin for her? Because it sounded like she moved back and then everybody else moved back.
I thought it said it, literally, pretty plain.
I can reread it.
Unless I misheard.
Along with myself, my parents and brother's family also decided to move back up as well. They had lived in Florida longer than I have, but also decided to make the move back as well.
Which means they were the catalyst and they were like, you know what?
Yeah,
let's move together.
Let's go see our family. And they were feeling good in the middle of the summer. And then winter hit, and they went, what did we do?
Unpacking boxes together, and we're like, yikes, this is going to be great. And then it wasn't.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's their choice.
Okay, well, your alarm's going off. Gotta go. Bye, Alexis.
Thanks, bye.
I thought that was me for a second. I was like, ooh, pat the pockets.
Colin's in Milwaukee, and he's going to end up being the tiebreaker this morning because we are split down the middle. Hi, Colin.
Thanks for calling.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, dog.
Hey, Colin, which way you going?
I was going to say not the jerk, but there's a lot to unpack here, and I did not know about the 8 months of being married.
Yeah. So, were you changing your mind? Which way are you going?
Uh-oh. Yeah, I got to say she's a jerk, man. I mean, so your husband, you guys get married, he quits his job, whatever, maybe. I don't know. I can't
they transferred.
That,
they transferred jobs. So she, they moved up here for a job, and she hates the job. She transferred up here. Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha. But I mean, your whole family moved with you. I want to say jerk, man. Mm-hmm. They threw everything away to move with you, and probably they know you got married. They know a family's on the way, and then you're gonna move and leave them. And I Rich said earlier too. I had family who did the same thing, and they're moving back. After like a year and a half. So.
Yeah, see?
Colin's the brother, too.
He is the brother. We've got all the brothers now on the phone. That's funny. Wow. Okay,
go ahead, sorry.
No, I was going to say, this is what I think, is that it's not a jerk move, except for the fact that the family all moved with you. Had you just moved here and wanted to and didn't like it and wanted to move back, I'd be like, live your life. But the fact that everybody came back now, I'm like, oh, this is so awkward.
Yeah, no, that's what I had. I was sitting on the phone because it's like, they were selflessly kind of moving to support you, and then now you're leaving. It just seems selfish.
Let's just say arguably 3 to 4 families uprooted and then rerooted, and then you're we're taking our soil back.
And moving's one of the biggest stressors on the planet.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you gave it all. And when I'm talking about just moving counties, like, they're moving whole states, everybody.
It's
that
a cross country.
Yeah, I gotta go.
It's a cross country.
The more I think about
it's dramatic.
Yeah, the more I think about a big old jerk.
Enough said, Colin. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Have a good day, man. We'll talk soon. He said,
not just a jerk, big old jerk. All right. Well, you are the jerk for wanting to move back to Florida. That's it.
What Mila used to say, the booty head.
Mila Ben, booty head.
But we love him still.
Somebody else texted in and said, you get one life, make it a good one.
I guess you just got to live with the consequences of your decision. If you go in 10 toes, and I better not see you back in another 8 months.
Somebody texted in and said, and there is more to this with the family not speaking anymore. What really is going on? That's what I was saying. There's more to this. You obviously got along and now you don't. Can't you try to work on whatever the core issue is since you moved back?
Can I be real?
Yeah.
This is spoiled kid energy.
You think? Or she's been trying to get away and can't, just won't say, I want to live not near you.
Maybe.
And they keep following.
And this is me making an assumption out of
But she moved there first, after they moved or already lived there.
This is me making an assumption out of somebody's life. But given all of the context clues that I've collected for myself, I think this is spoiled kid energy. And now they're grown and still a little spoiled.
And they didn't like how it panned out. And they already want to dip again.
Persistency is key. And
patience.
I get that the pregnancy is a big thing here. It's a problem. You're having a tough time. No, not taking that away from you.
No.
But you got to persist.
Adversity. You got to push through.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe things will be okay.
Build character.
Build a lot of character.
And summers in Milwaukee are lit, bro. So you about to leave at the worst time.
Yeah.
We're about to pick it up.
It's about to be fun, and you're going to regret this. I'm just saying.
You're going
to
see all the snaps and all the reels.
Florida's a nightmare in the summer because it's too hot.
Come on now. And then everybody's
it's so hot.
Yeah. Come on.
My parents live there. It's a nightmare. In the summer, I'm dying.
I don't think you should leave. If there's no pool,
let me in the house, okay?
With the AC on.
With the AC on. That's the kind of life you're going to live. All right. That's it.
Wow.
Jerk.